The Hadron Collider, under construction for 15 years, is now the world's most powerful particle accelerator.
So some 200 to 300 feet underground and just on the French-Swiss border, and at 17 miles in circumference, and it's filled with magnets that bend to very high-energy proton beams that are traveling opposite to one another. One travels in one direction, one travels in the other direction, and we collide them at four different points around the ring at very high energies.
Yesterday, an international team of scientists announced that experiments conducted during the past 2 years may be seeing a hint of the Higgs particle, which is believed to give mass to every other particle in existence and may be the underlying basis of matter.
It's the central particle in what we call the Standard Model. And this particle, if the theories are right, we live in a sea of these particles. And these particles interact with the fundamental constituents of our own bodies and every material object that we have in the normal world, and it gives mass to those particles.
For 50 years, scientists have sought positive proof that the Higgs particle exists. Now, thanks to the Hadron Collider, two teams have seen the same blip after hundreds of millions of calculations.
Well, I think this gives us a step up in understanding exactly how the world works overall, which is useful information.
Using a huge international computer grid, UVA physicists and their colleagues at dozens of institutions worldwide will gain access to massive amounts of data from what will be the highest energy interactions ever produced by humans.
We have to do this one step at a time, making sure that we have the Higgs particle in hand, and then we can move on to more elaborate things like supersymmetry and extra dimensions.
Will this help us to understand the speed of light, alternative universes? Will this help us with space travel at speeds and dimensions that we haven't dreamed of before?
I think the last thing is that some of the questions that you ask about the Higgs particle, why you don't see it, is a bit of a window into extra dimensions, and that is quite speculative at this time, but that's one of the things that we look for at the Large Hadron Collider, which hasn't been observed yet, but it's very early days. And so things like extra dimensions are certainly on the menu for study. They've already been, first limits have been put out. It all ties together in some ways that we don't quite know yet, but we believe it all ties together.
If the Higgs particle is the theoretical essence of all matter, and if scientists at the Hadron Collider have caught a glimpse of it, Bradley Cox sees a possibility of new physics and unimagined breakthroughs.
So 160 countries and a lot of scientists are absolutely convinced that this research is going to pay off.
Well, they're incredibly excited now. That's all I can say.
Bradley Cox, professor of physics at the University of Virginia, and part of a team that developed critical test components for the Hadron Collider, the most powerful particle accelerator in the world. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.